Tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? It's time to simplify. Whether you own a big business or a small startup, Empower Payments can save you money. Streamline your payment process while saving money today with Empower Payments. Learn more at empowerpayments.com. That's empowerpayments.com.
The Zone is presented by Guaranteed Foods, delivering all-natural food to Midwestern families since 1958. Enjoy healthier food, more free time, free delivery, and better value. Go to GuaranteedFoods.com.
All right, we continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We got to learn funniest best coming your way in the next segment. We're hanging out with Mick Schaefer, presented by Empower Payments, empowerpayments.com, where you can go and check that out. Mick Schaefer, why settle for ordinary mental services when you can give to charity with every transaction with Empower Payments, empowerpayments.com? What's up, Mick? Did you get any golf this weekend?
I did not. I played today, though.
Good for you. Good for you. Yeah, there you go. Too hot this weekend for you?
No, I had too many parents and mother-in-laws in town.
Oh, family kept you from doing something you want to do?
Mm-hmm. A lot of youth volleyball all day, a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
so
that's disappointing. Your family
doing adult
keeps
stuff,
you from,
yeah.
Family keeps you from being happy.
Wife was out of town, so she couldn't take on the responsibilities of all the stuff that I had to. So I had to run the family again. Had to run the family.
Cuts into the golf game when you do that.
Where was my invite this morning? Mick,
I didn't give you one.
Well, yeah, I could have totally just skipped this.
Willie Kenyon, is that in his contract?
It's actually not, Mick.
I didn't know if golfing
I
with
played
Mick
was nine. I was 9:25 to about 10:45, so you would have missed the first hour of the show.
Yeah, I wouldn't say you would have missed it, Bob.
Come on,
you were booking then just by yourself.
Yeah.
A nice hour 20.
Actually, I had to wait. Oh, there's a twosome in front of me. If I'm by myself out there. I've played an hour and a half, 18 holes, 45 minutes apiece, by myself. Just
par?
The third nine. Yeah, that's what it was. Third nine twice, really quickly. Yeah. So that's about 5 minutes per hole.
That's not bad. I mean, yeah, you hit.
Oh, that's not bad. It's unreal, actually.
Yeah, it means he's not looking for balls. That was the humble brag of either that or he hits one into woods.
Leaving
him
there.
I'm just gonna drop.
Yeah, but you hit it. You walk up to it. Hit it again.
Yeah,
you have to wait for other guys to find that. No, hit it. Walk up. Hit
played
it again.
That course a million times, and so I know.
Yeah.
I know the yardages, and let's just go.
Shot a 68.
I picked up at hole 16. God, I wish probably hole 14 or 15.
I shot a 74, and I felt so good I didn't play the back nine.
That's Jack Nicklaus's old line. Like, what do you shoot on your courses? Because he's designed so many. He's like, first time, every time I shoot a 67. They're like, no way. Yeah, I pick up after my 67th shot and just walk off. Every time, 67 shots.
Was it who was Steve Berline, I think it was, when he played at Notre Dame for Lou Holtz? And he had a season, like his junior year, he had 11 interceptions. And he was telling us a story, I think it was at Lake Tahoe, because we were on a golf. Like, why were we on a golf course when he was telling us a story? So he was talking about going into a senior year, like the summer, and talking with Lou Holtz about, you know, that next year. And Lou Holtz was like, you know, going through some of the things. And he's like, you know, I guarantee you're not going to have 8 interceptions this year. And Steve Berline was like, okay, so we changed the offense today? He goes, no, when you get to 7, your ass
you're
is
out.
I'm taking your ass out of being the starting quarterback. So I guarantee you will not have that many interceptions this year.
I had a high school coach tell me once about his quarterback. He's like, the only kid in 30 years I've never yelled at. I'm like, oh, yeah, why is that? He's like, oh, he couldn't handle it. He couldn't handle if I yelled at him, so I don't do it. Oh, yeah. The old backhanded compliments.
Yes, yeah, that's
backhanded backhands.
That's good. Who was the golfer? They had the line yesterday, but one of the older golfers that said, "If you see me on the fairway on 10, it means or no, if you
punched
see me on
out
the,
or something.
Yes, if you see me on the fairway on 11, that means I had a bad second shot.
Yeah.
Means I had a terrible second shot.
So I was debating basically with myself yesterday at the station. Okay. Could I hold on to a 4-stroke lead
like Scheffler had
the last
going
three
in.
Holes?
No, just the last hole.
Just okay.
Just
the last
three, hole. Jason.
Come on,
yeah.
I'm living in reality over here.
I didn't know where you were going with that. Just 18.
Just 18. It's 440, I think. No. I think it's longer than that. It's like 460.
Dog leg right. A lot of trees.
Normally, dog leg right's fine with I get a little slicey off the tee, but I ain't getting that far to get around there.
That was my thought process. I'm a lefty with a draw.
It's not a dog leg. It's just a leg for you.
A lefty with a draw, it seems great on paper until you realize I'm not carrying that 310 around those trees.
Exactly.
So most likely, I'm hitting 5 off the tee before I get in play because I'm losing 2 balls into the woods.
Well, that's the good thing is that, okay,
so you're saying no.
You wouldn't lose your balls.
I almost think no.
You wouldn't lose the golf ball because you got the spotters out there and everything, the crowd and all that stuff. So you would find it, so that helps, I think. But yeah, it would all be off the tee for me if I didn't kill anybody, with the crowd and everything.
Both of you are cameras. Both of you hitting provisionals just in case.
Yes, swing every shot.
Can you give me two of them? Yeah. I'm going to take a provisional just in case, just so we're aware here.
So it would be if I got off the tee, and even if I'm punching up that second shot to set up for like a 200-yard third shot into the green uphill, right? Which is basically be what it would be. I think it'd be close. It would be close.
I have faith. I think you could do it.
It'd be very close because you're hitting probably a 4-iron or a hybrid up the hill.
Up the hill, absolutely.
And so
hybrid.
You're not getting that thing to stop
on the
green.
I'm saying it's going to take me 2 shots just to get to a long approach shot.
Yeah,
right?
we're in agreement. And I'm an 11 handicap, by the way. We're not talking like 18ers. We're talking like we golf a decent amount.
9.5.
We're realistic here.
Yeah.
And then good luck. If you miss the green.
I would be playing for double bogey. Is basically because I'd be hitting. I'm up on the green around there, right?
You play for triple, you still win.
Right. Well, no. You play for double and you miss by a little bit, then you get a triple, right? Yeah. So I don't play
for birdie. Let's do it.
And you hope they don't birdie 18 because then you're going to.
Right, that's part of it.
But they've already played through, though.
That is true. You're the last one.
You're the last
guy. You're the last guy.
So you know
your triple
wins.
You're
teeing
triple wins.
You know you've got a triple win stroke lead.
If I am around the green, not in the sand, but if I'm around the green in 3.
Oh, wow.
You better. We're good there.
Yeah.
But are those greens? Oh, my God.
I know.
Putting on those things?
Have we?
They make it look so easy. It doesn't look difficult on the
chip
on,
up there,
TV.
And I 3-putt, and that's still a
3-putt
7,
10
and
feet.
I win.
Have we taken into account trying to chip with that many people around? Like, putting, okay.
Yes,
driver, okay.
Yeah, he's taking it all
I think if I try to chip, I better hope I'm not.
Oh, you. I'm
blaming
kill somebody
them.
On yeah. every.
So you guys would be like the exact opposite of Ludwig Åberg. You guys would be nervous and shaking and not just walking around smiling.
And
like
American.
You would.
Although he sounds like he's from Missouri. My
right.
Goodness.
You know, he went to,
barely any accent at
he
all.
He went to Texas Tech and he sounds like he's just like, here's Ludwig Åberg. Let's see what he sounds like. Well, you know, I'm really looking forward to this round coming up this weekend.
So
you know, just having fun out here on the course. Where are you from again? Oh, I'm a Red Raider. I went to Texas Tech. Well, but where originally? Sweden.
Yeah.
No, it was fun. I mean, it's perfectly fine. Yeah, I played in the Ryder Cup. I don't know, won a championship with that. No, I really worked on the accent. No.
Well, the accent's the biggest thing because they all in Sweden and a lot of those European countries, they're taught English, you know, in school from
day one.
That's right. They should.
Speak American, damn it.
I appreciate that by them. But then they come over and they just not having any accent. It's like, oh, well done. And they all live in, Jupiter, Florida. Yeah,
right. I like Rory's accent.
Roy hasn't lost it. He's still got it.
Because he's got, like, a lot of times he'll just sound like he's just talking. Like, you know, he's, you know, out of, you know, Ireland now. And so, but every once in a while there'll be a word that he uses that it just brings home strong his accent. Like, he's like, well, you know, I was working around the tent and I got to the approach using my iron.
Yep.
And then I had to chip in on the green. But other than that, I felt really good about the round. It's like it's just one or two words. It's like, a green.
Victor Hovland from Norway, and he lives in Stillwater. He's got both Norwegian and red dirt accents coming out, depending on what
just
word he's throwing
each other.
Out there. Yeah, they are. It's unlike any accent I've ever heard.
So we talked in the first hour, Mick, and I know that you were texting and weighing in on this conversation with us in the first hour. You were on the golf course. We've already established that. So we were talking about Scottie Scheffler and what he looked like yesterday.
Bearded.
Yes. Yeah,
so looks like the villain, Scottie Scheffler, but he's still,
yes, but he,
still
like, I called him an unassuming sniper. Like the Bible salesman who you let inside because he's really nice, but then he steals everything from you. Just unassuming. You had no idea that this guy is going to be the one that just systematically takes you down. Wow. And it's not comparing the two. Just talking about the styles and sort of their feel and you know, sort of general disposition on the golf course. Tiger had that like intimidating force and the Tiger roar, and it felt, even though it wasn't necessarily his presence loud, it felt loud and in your face, and the unrelenting drive, and I'm just going to smash this golf course, and you're going to melt because, you know, here comes an eagle, here comes a birdie, and I'm putting these ridiculous shots up there. And Scheffler's just like, oh, I'm just going to put it in the fairway, and then, oh, I'll put it up on the green, and I'll put it in, and, oh, yeah, I birdied again. Yeah, oh, you guys are a bogey? Oh, that's cool. Just oh, another birdie for me. Just unassuming, but yet a feeling the entire weekend of, well, he's going to win it. It's inevitable that Scottie Scheffler is going to win this tournament.
He's been the best golfer on the planet the last, what, 3 or 4 years. It's amazing. He's the best iron player in the world. That's the deal. That's how they're different, right?
He's the best iron player.
I mean, he's a great putter and can hit it far, but as opposed to Tiger, who was the best putter and could drive it the farthest, in the middle, that's where Scheffler lives, and that's, I think, brings the most consistency, right? Yep. It coming down the stretch, what was it on... 17? No, it was 15. One of those where he just threw it about 8 feet left and sucked it over for an easy birdie or
on the par three, eagle? Right? Was it the par? He did that on the par three.
No, that was 16. Yeah. I'm thinking of a different one. But I mean, just to be able to, I mean, in your 68, 69, 70th holes of golf over the weekend, where everybody's tired, right? And you're walking these courses, right? It's been 4 days, and there's a lot that's weighing down on you. To still be able to do that and give yourself tap-in birdies is
The ninth, he had the inches away from the eagle. That was just heading right for the – I mean, a great camera angle, just right to it until it gets – it's a little jolt left there. But, I mean, yeah, he's very delicate around the green. But he's so dominant, but in a different way right now.
Yeah.
Like Patrick Mahomes always had that feeling of inevitability, and maybe the Buccaneers fractured that, right, in the Super Bowl. But the last 2 years in the playoff, that's come back of like, well, that's just inevitable. The Chiefs are going to find a way to win. And he's only won 2 majors, the same one, so he doesn't even have half of a career Grand Slam yet.
That's a huge upset that he's only won two.
So it's only two.
The number of tournaments he's won overall.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, so he's won two. But there's a feeling of like,
and he's right there in every one.
Oh, the PGA is coming up next month. Oh, I'll put money on Scheffler. I mean, he'll end up winning it. I mean, it's just something that's going to happen.
He's the odds-on favorite, and it's not even close every one of these tournaments. But, and so we'll see. How does fatherhood change you, right? He even talked about it in the press conference. Like, golf is important to me. And you were like, well, I would hope so. You're the best in the world at it.
Well, Anthony Rendon doesn't think baseball is that important.
Yeah.
So.
Now it's basically fourth. And, you know, he's talking about his faith and then his wife and his kid and now himself and golf. And I'm like, oh, yeah. We'll see if that changes. Because, I mean, this is a sport where it's like, you want to get better, hit a million balls, right? This week.
Absolutely.
Not over the span of a year.
Right.
Maybe in a couple days, right? Everybody's got the same amount of time every day, right? It's logistics. It's actual time. Are you going to be able to spend that much time doing it, or are your priorities shifted as they should with a child, and will that even out? That doesn't necessarily mean he's going to get worse, right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of guys with kids, right, that win tournaments and all that, but I think it'll change some stuff, yeah.
I liken it to Nikola Jokic almost, when Jokic won and he's like, I'm going to get back to my horses.
I just want to go home.
But there's
a parade?
Oh, no. No.
When's the parade?
What you're saying is very interesting. He's by far the best ball striker. I mentioned it. There's nothing he does poorly. He's not the longest. It doesn't necessarily matter off the tee. But when he does miss, he is one of the best scramblers on tour, right, with the short game. But he never puts himself in horrendous situations like Colin Morikawa did, Bryson DeChambeau did. Even Max Homa did. Anyone who kind of got a bad break. Anyone who was in contention. Almost everyone had a shot that you're like, man, what were you thinking? You didn't have that with Scottie, but you're right in the situation of if he is going to take maybe a slight step back. Fewer balls hit. He doesn't have the most, I don't want to say repeatable swing, because obviously it's very repeatable when you're the best ball striker, but look what he does with his feet. It's not necessarily Rory. He's moving.
I tried that today, by the way.
Did it work
well,
for you?
It happens sometimes. Yeah. Usually when I'm swinging out of my shoes, I'm like, well, that looks familiar right there, but he's doing it, you know, by design. And they talked about on the broadcast yesterday, there's going to be a lot of good golfers out there, younger junior players, they're going to be trying that move.
But it's kind of interesting. It's all vibe. Like, it's almost like Jim Furyk swing, where it's like, who cares? But at impact, it's perfection. Yeah. But with his feet moving, is there more room for error if you're not playing quite as much golf?
Look, he's a taller golfer, too. Usually, it's all like, pitching mechanics. The taller you are, the tougher it is to keep everything right in for pitching, arm slot, same deal with playing and golf and everything. That's why so many of the, Tom Watson's very short, right? All these guys, the best golfers a lot of times.
Rory's like 5'7".
He's very small.
I mean, people talk about how great Altuve is as a golfer.
He's
so
good.
Brilliant.
Well, the trash cans on the course, though, help him out. There was... Let him know what score the other opponents are. Just undulation of the green right before he hits it. Yeah, it's weird.
It's constant.
There's a man in a white shirt right behind the tee that's always got binoculars. Scotty's probably 6'2", 6'3", taller golfer. Oh, and so, yeah. No, I don't think he's going to fall off a cliff, but it is interesting. I just found the comments he made yesterday interesting because happens.
Yeah, there were a couple things that I found interesting yesterday from comments as like, okay, does he continue this consistency, which the consistency has been unreal. 35 straight rounds of PGA Tour golf, zero over par. 35 straight rounds of par or better in events. Not just a practice round, like events.
On the toughest courses humans have ever made. They're not getting easier, by the way.
35.
They're getting tougher and longer. And by the way, you're not playing from the tips on these courses. They put you 30 yards back for these big events, right? They're beyond the tips.
Yep. So 35 straight of those. But the comments yesterday, one of them, him talking about, well, priorities have to change. Like, it's just natural. I have a child now. Yeah. So does that mean, okay, well, I'm at the driving range. You know what? I could spend another hour here, but I want to go see my child. I want to go home. That's natural. You know, how much does that factor in? And also, this is sort of the competitor and something that, you know, Sterling and I were talking about, that when he said that golf is an
unsatisfying,
that's what it was, an unsatisfying game, that, you know, because he was asked, you feel right now you got your second, you know, green jacket. And he's like, I don't know, maybe in a couple of weeks I'll be able to tell you. But golf is such an unsatisfying game that it's like, just, I didn't lose. That's really all it was. You know, it's like, it's all about not losing instead of winning. And I'm like, okay, now you got a child. And if that's your general disposition going into tournaments, at what point does that grade on you to where you go, I've made enough money in my life. Yeah. I've made tons and tons of money. I've won majors. Maybe I do just sort of take a step back and not be unhappy playing golf, because if I lose, I'm miserable. If I win, I'm relieved.
Yeah. If I had to predict, I would say it would be less tournaments between the majors, right? And you just go full Koepka on things and just go to try to win the big ones, because that's what we don't grade you on how many Valspars you won, right? Yeah, we don't grade you on Colonials or Memorials or anything like that. It's all about the majors.
There's a tournament that pays a lot of money that only allows you to play the majors, so he could probably do that too.
Entire tour that pays you a lot of money to do that. We asked this question, and we'll get Learn Funniest Best in the next segment. Mick will ask you, Koepka, Spieth, Rory, Rahm, et cetera, when they came along, it was, okay, can they get to Phil? Phil's got six. Like, Koepka was winning every tournament, right? Ooh, does he get to Phil? Does he get to six? No. At least not yet, but no.
I think he'll get there. Where's he at? Four?
He's at four.
Yeah.
Phil's at six.
And Rory's been at what for 10 years?
Four. without needing a green jacket. Does Scheffler get to Phil? Does he get to six?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Not a question.
I think double digits.
You think he gets to 10?
I think double digits.
He becomes
He's
the fourth
good.
Golfer ever to get double-digit majors?
Is that how many? There's been just
There's
three.
Been three. Just the three of
Very
them.
Bold of me to throw that out
I
there.
I know,
but
yeah.
I'm going to stick by it. I hope nobody remembers it. And if they do, I'm going to throw it in everybody's face.
That's exactly right, yeah.
It's called being a radio guy, okay, Sterling?
Erase
I've learned
the tape.
How that
Erase the tape. Plays. If he ends up with four, gets to 10, go ahead and play that over and over again. The next question we had was career Grand Slam. There's only been five ever.
Yeah.
Rory could be six. He needs the green jacket. Obviously, Scheffler still needs three other ones.
Wait, does Colin have more cards? He's got two or three.
He's got two of the...
I thought it was two, but let me confirm.
One of them's got three, and they've just one more to go.
Colin has two.
Okay. So what was the question?
Rory's got three, and he needs one more.
Yeah. He's got three of them.
Three of them, yes. The question was, there have been five ever career Grand Slams. Does Scheffler get there?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. If he gets to 10, he's going to get it. It'd be really hard for...
Unless he goes like...
Eight green jackets. Eight green jackets.
Well, no, let's see. What,
he just nails it, man. Just he loves Augusta.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Watson. He never won the PGA, correct? He won five British.
Five British, yeah.
Two Masters and
British.
One U.S.?
Sorry, the Open. Open. The Open, yeah. Yeah, he never won the PGA.
No, he won the British Open. He didn't win the Open.
Watson won
two. He had a shot to win one more Open. I don't know if they changed the
two
name.
Two green jackets, then. One U.S. Open, and five the Open. But no PGA. Yeah.
Now, it's,
so you got them both. You got them double digits and career Grand Slam.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan. Not just because his name sounds just like my brother's name, but I've been a big fan of Scotty Scheffler for a long time.
Prisoner of the moment for Mick Schaefer. Just better than Tiger, Scotty Scheffler.
And I really think his demeanor of like, yeah, I didn't win the Masters, or yeah, I won the Masters, and just kind of that.
I'll tell you how cool it is in a couple of weeks. When I sort of
that level-headedness, I think, really, really helps him.
But in a couple of weeks, he's already going to be playing practice rounds at Valhalla. I mean, I'll tell you how I feel in a couple of weeks. I don't have time to tell you how I feel because I'm trying to win a PGA championship here.
Well, I was even saying that demeanor's fantastic because Wyndham Clark, who's had success recently.
Still, hotel chain, not a real person.
But on 18, when he won his major, that thing was sliced off the face of the planet. Any other their golf course, you're OB, right? Like, does that give you confidence in him going forward that the moment won't get too big? Now, he, of course, recovered from there, but sometimes that demeanor that Scotty has and even Oberg has, it gives you confidence. You're like, they're not flustered. This moment is not too big for these guys.
What Tom Watson, he's always said, I didn't learn how to win until I learned how to breathe. And it's basically those last few holes coming down to win a tournament, especially a big tournament. Calming yourself, breathing, right? Not holding your breath. Literally, just making sure I am walking, I am breathing, I am doing everything I have the previous 15 holes and the previous days and weeks and years and everything. And he blamed his the loss. Was it 2010 or something like that when he lost to in the Open when he came out, he almost won it and they went to a playoff.
Awesome. Yeah.
Anyway, they. He cooked a 9-iron, like 180 yards. He put it over the green. He's like, my heart was racing, so I'd forgotten basically how to breathe.
Stewart Cink.
What year was that?
9?
09, maybe.
I'm looking it up right
now. Or was that 10?
I have to accept cookies first.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever accepted cookies?
I'll accept cookies. And what happens if you don't? What happens if you don't? Does your whole computer just shut down?
It doesn't say the year, but it does say he chose the 8-iron from 187. Yeah. That's what it was.
Just cooked it.
It was 9 or 10. I know that because I was at Lake Tahoe, and I wasn't here yet. Yeah. So 2009. It was one of those. It was one of those two.
That's crazy. It's been 15 years. Yet.
Yeah. See, I always thought like that quote about breathing was just a badass cocky thing to say. Like, I've known how to win since I came out of the womb.
Right.
I learned how to breathe. I've known how to win. I mean, that's just me. That's just life. I'm like, damn, that's Tom Watson.
Didn't even spank you.
Tom Watson's been winning since he was
man.
Second on this earth.
All pressure is internal, right? It's all internal. And so it starts there with the breathing.
Yeah.
So here's the question then. Does Scotty Scheffler catch Jack Nicklaus in Masters wins? Because Jack Nicklaus
got six.
Won three of his first five. Nicklaus won two of his first, or my bad, flip that. Nicklaus won three of his first five. Scheffler won two of his first three.
So you got Tiger with five and Nicklaus with six.
And
you
Palmer
have Scheffler with,
four.
With two already.
So he's already Palmer halfway to four.
Yeah, Palmer had four. Wow.
So he could be in the top three here, I mean, obviously, at his pace in the next 3 years.
But Arnold Palmer didn't win a PGA either.
He didn't?
No. He doesn't even have a career Grand Slam. Jack, Tiger, Hogan, Player, and Sarazen.
Well, it's funny because Arnie, Jack, and Tom are always 10 years apart.
Arnie Palmer, Tom. Boop, boop, boop. Arnold Palmer alert. Sterling, you want to say something?
No, all I could think of was when we were talking about collapses.
It's from the Step Brothers, if anybody saw, not Step Brothers, but it's from The Other Guys. If anybody's seen The Other Guys with Mark Wahlberg.
Basically what we're
Arnold
saying.
Palmer going, alert.
Putting a bow on you and me at the Arnold very start. Palmer, remember Vanderveld?
Yeah.
In the 99.
It was that pulled up his pants, got in the creek.
Triple bogey the final hole. And actually, it could have been worse because
he went to a playoff.
Well, right? He had to make a long decent putt to send it. I'm sorry. I don't know if you remember the...
I do remember that, actually. Pulling up the pants. Rolling them up. I do remember that. Let's take a timeout. We got Learn Funniest Best coming up on the other side of the break. More Zone next. All right, let's get into some Learn Funniest Best. Presented by Pyramid Roofing, everybody. Mick Schaefer is presented by Empower Payments, but Learn Funniest Best. Pyramid Roofing for a free estimate, 816-966-1101, pyramidroofingkc.com.
Saw Brady from Empower Payments today on my walk. Him
nice.
And his wife, and I was like, hey, my walk is sponsored by Empower Payments. Okay? This walk with my dog, this poop in my hand, in the bag of my hand. It was sponsored by you, so I appreciate it.
Yes, you're going to give that to charity. That poop and $5,000 cash to charity with empowerpayments.com. All right, let's get into some Learn Funniest Best. So one of my sort of ancillary learns, along with one of my real learns, my ancillary learned is that Jake from State Farm is actually just a character that's now living in human form. Because he is going to be at the WNBA draft tonight taking pictures with Caitlin Clark as Jake from State Farm. Yeah. Like, that guy is not a real human anymore. He is just Jake. I don't know his real name. His real name doesn't matter. He's Jake from State Farm. It is a character that has now become real life.
Like Flo, too.
Yeah.
From Progressive.
But he will be the WNBA draft tonight. When Caitlin Clark goes number one, he'll be on stage.
And he's not even the original Jake.
He's not even the original Jake. He's now the Jake now.
Yeah.
But my...
he's a good actor either. I said it.
But my, I said it. I'm standing
Andy
by it.
Andy Reid's a better actor than him in these commercials.
My real learned is that Julia Westerman, WIS-TV in Columbia, South Carolina, she was covering the Masters this week. I didn't realize that no matter your ability to play golf, you are entered into the drawing to play the Monday in the media round after the Masters. Today is her first round of golf ever. And she's playing Augusta. And she's one of the 24 people out of the thousands that cover the Masters. She's one of the 24 people that they drew and her first round of golf.
Okay, so if I strangled her, I mean, would I go to jail or
the judge would understand.
It's warranted.
Her
that
first
is justified.
Round of golf.
Please tell me she gave it to someone else, though, right?
Like, no, she played. No, she's playing.
I would hate being in her group.
Right? I mean, that would be awful.
Wouldn't you have to have
some level of play to even put your name in that? But everybody's registered, and they draw out a name, and it's the first round of golf she'll ever play today.
Spin zone to Sterling there, saying you'd hate to be in that group. I would love to be in that group, because she's going to take the longest round of anyone.
Take your time on Augusta.
Exactly. You get to enjoy Augusta.
Both ways of looking. Also, you'd love to be in that group, because then you'd be playing Augusta. So,
also true, but that's a 9-hour round. Yeah. She's like, no, I'm playing from the tips. I'm going way back there.
I really thought there was a level of ability to be considered a part of the media round on Monday to play the Sunday Penn location and everything. Oh. What'd you learn?
I learned that I am closer to Xander Schauffele, who is third in the world, than Xander is to Scottie Scheffler. And that is because Scottie Scheffler has 629 total points in the world rankings, and Xander Schauffele, who's third in the world, has 266.
And you have zero?
I have zero, so I'm closer to Xander Schauffele than Xander is to Scottie Scheffler.
I feel like that says more about Scottie Scheffler, but I like how you made it about you. So I'd really appreciate that, actually, Sterling. That's fantastic. So I am also right there with you.
Yeah. You're there too, Jason. You're also close.
By your logic, you and Jason are tied.
That's exactly
so
right.
Is the lady playing her first round ever at the Masters today. You guys are the same golfer.
She is closer to Xander Schauffele.
She actually is literally closer to Xander Schauffele this entire week.
Proximity.
She was. Mick, what'd you learn?
Schauffele and Scheffler are very close to each other in pronunciation. Yeah.
And Schaefer.
Right. I learned that three U.S. presidents have won Grammys.
Wow, okay.
Do you want to guess? They've all been, all these presidents have served in my lifetime.
Bill Clinton.
I was born in 1977. Bill Clinton's won.
Saxophone.
Oh, wow, yeah, okay.
He won Best Spoken Word Album for
Reagan.
Something. No Reagan.
Obama for spoken
all
word.
All Democrats, by the way. Yes.
Yeah.
Obama.
And, oh.
Obama.
So I got two.
Yeah, two.
So the third
Biden.
One.
Biden.
Nope.
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter. Got a spoken word as well.
Put me on, like, Jeopardy or something.
Yeah, especially with the hints he gave you.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they do on Jeopardy. They give you hints, and it's always three, and like, if you get close, yeah, yeah, good job. That's how that works.
Yeah. You also didn't use it in the form of a question, so
yeah.
You lost.
So.
Yeah. Other than that, you killed it. That's awesome. And nice job, Sterling. You got them all right. All right, Dylan, what'd you learn?
I learned that Tom Selleck did a short stint for the spring training Tigers in 1991 for the movie Mr. Baseball. Yep. Through the picture on C.J. Fogler's Twitter account that a man had a custom Tom Selleck Tigers jersey in the stands this weekend.
Wow.
It's really tough because I want one of those, but I'm also a Royals fan, so I can't be walking around with a Tigers jersey. But I feel like if you see Tom Selleck on the back.
Well, if it just says Selleck, people may not know.
Right, that's the
problem. If it says Tom Selleck,
it's not like Jack Youngblood where you can put the first name there. So, but yeah, I learned that.
That's cool. Yeah.
Tom Selleck was a Tiger,
and he refused.
He
to
wore the Tiger's hat every episode of
and he
that TV show,
and he refused to spit on the field.
Blue Bloods.
No, not Blue Bloods. Friends. No,
yes, that's right. Seinfeld. We got there. We were going to figure it out eventually. What was the funniest for you from the weekend, Sterling?
I thought John Rahm and Tony Finau being
Magnum
paired together.
Magnum
You're close. You're close.
Close. Tony Finau and
was
John Rahm.
The Magnum P.I.'s car was named Kit, right?
That's exactly right. And he was part of, that's what they drove, the A-team, that's what they drove.
I Peter the Fool to mess with Tom Selleck. Anyway, go ahead. What was your funniest story?
I'm good. It's not even funny.
Something about Finau and Rahm?
I thought their swings combined equaled one John Daly, but I was wrong. I was going to say, no, I was actually stoked. I got a early birthday present, and I got a weed whacker. And this is how I know I'm getting old.
Yeah.
I was stoked.
Yeah.
I was like, yes.
Oh, yes.
I am stoked for yard work. And that's when I know that I'm getting old. It's not really funny. It's more kind of sad, I think.
It's
but,
both.
Is it electric or a gas oil mix?
It's electric, yeah. I got the battery charged already, so I might, after this, go home and whack some weeds. But
there you go.
Sure. Yeah. And you got the spool and everything. You
got
to like replenish and all that.
Well, I did it last night while watching the Masters. I was getting it all set up for today. That's called prior planning because that prevents poor performance. Yeah.
Okay.
Five piece.
Previous guy that sat in that chair also went home and whacked some weeds after we were done. Whack some weed once we were done. He would do that too.
Weed,
what was the funniest for you, Mick?
Funniest for me was, I believe, your funniest as well.
What?
Bobon last night. He plays for the Rockets, right? He was on the road at the Clippers.
Yes.
And say it's some sort of promotional giveaway to where if the opposing team missed so many free throws, right? Or
back,
is he had to miss
both free throws.
So he missed the first, and everybody was taunting and saying, yes, miss the other. The next one in the NBA, wins don't really matter. I guess it was the last game of the season, right?
Yes.
Are the Rockets even going to make
winning.
The playoffs? I don't know. Everybody makes the playoffs, right?
For them
they
the
put
Clippers
really good college teams in the NBA playoffs, it feels like, these days. But anyway, so he's pointing at, I got you, and he intentionally missed the second free throw. Here's the audio.
Fans are getting excited here. There might potentially be some free chicken on the board if he misses the second free throw.
Oh, man, free chicken on the board?
Yeah, so that's why the fans are getting a little frothy.
Oh, they're pointing to you. They're almost playing with the crowd. Say, you want chicken?
Here's your chicken.
Oh, chicken. He gave him chicken. He's the man of the people.
He did that on purpose.
He did. He gave out free chicken.
That was amazing. As the ball was in the air, he was already looking at the crowd, hits the rim and points up to the crowd with the number one. Dylan, your funniest from the weekend?
Simple. It was Jelly Roll and Butler Cabin and just all the golf purists losing their mind.
He was in Butler Cabin. I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. Jim Nantz, Jelly Roll, and SVP. Great threesome. That's it.
I can't remember the way they described everybody, but Jelly Roll was described as the youth minister. So it was SVP, then was something, and then Jelly Roll was the youth minister.
Yes, also the picture looks, he's got his hands on both shoulders, both shoulders sitting in the chairs.
And you see the cross on the tattoo, yes. The cross on his it's the youth minister, and then Jim. The best, we start with you, Mick.
The best for me was this right here. Youth volleyball all weekend long, and so if you've ever been to one of those, everybody's got their phone stands up there so you can video put it on Facebook or whatever, and people, grandmas, whatever at home can watch, and everybody streams it. Every team's got a parent that does it. Well, this guy had his phone up there, and then an arm that came out of that and held an iPad and had the Masters going on the entire time.
Brilliant.
It was as far as rodeos go, it was not his first. He had been to a lot of them, and everybody just congregated around him. Wasn't even my kid's court, but I was over on their
good
court watching
him.
As
good
well.
For
done.
Him.
I appreciated that.
Dylan, best for you?
Best for me was the UFC weekend at 300, the two knockouts, the one that everyone has seen, Max Holloway pointing to the center of the ring and then trading hands with him until he knocked him out cold with a second left. And then the main event, Pereira basically waving off, because once you get hit below the belt, that's illegal, so you get about 5-10 seconds. He waves off the 5 to 10 seconds, and then in the next second knocks the guy out.
Wow.
It was awesome. So
my best was Dodgers game. Dodgers fan reaches up, catches a home run ball, falls back, gets up as he's walking towards the ledge to throw it back, reaches into his pocket, pulls out a ball, and fires it onto the field, and walks away with the ball in his glove.
Nice.
The real ball in his glove. Well done. That guy came prepared with a glove and an extra baseball, so that when he caught the home run, he was going to keep the actual home run ball.
My best was Neil Shipley, the top amateur in playing Sunday with Tiger Woods. Not only that, he had his childhood best friend, Carter Pitcairn, who was a sophomore at Wisconsin, as his caddy. So imagine that. Mm-hmm. At one point, you heard his caddy, his friend, go, "Oh, bro, what a drive."
He looks like a mid-round interior offensive lineman pick in the draft in a couple weeks. That guy is thicker than frozen peanut butter.
All right, wrapping things up here on this Monday edition of the show. Sterling Holmes, Mick Schaefer.
What are you doing? Why are you making that
face? He's presented by Empower Payments as Mick Schaefer. Sterling Holmes is just presented by himself each and every day. Dylan Michaels presents us all. Presents us all. Dylan Michaels presents Green Light. And oftentimes at the end of segments, he gives us the red light. Yeah. Right now, he's giving us the yellow light.
It's yellow.
Caution.
Go.
Hurry.
Go.
Caution, you're about to stop.
Get through.
Or go fast to get through it, you know,
yeah,
to get everything in, you know. I think we're going to stop, probably. We're going to hand it over to Soren Petra on the program. They're going to be rolling along here. Got it going. WNBA draft tonight. And Royals in action. We'll see if they can get rolling against the White Sox.
They play the White Sox every week, right? The rest of the season?
Take care of those pale hoes.